This is Decoded Datebook for March 11th. In 1775, George Washington appointed Colonel Richard Gridley as his first chief engineer and gave him two assistants. Congress formally created the United States Army Corps of Engineers on this date in 1779. The Job Corps included several French officers and played an instrumental role in Revolutionary War battles, including the Battle of Bunker Hill, Battles of Saratoga, and the final victory at Siege of Yorktown. The Corps was confirmed as a permanent body in 1802. It is unique among military units because it undertakes both military and civilian projects. During the 19th century, engineers built lighthouses and strengthened coastal defenses. They surveyed the American West. Pierre Charles L'Enfant, a member of the Corps, designed Washington, D.C. Engineers were responsible for constructing landmarks familiar to us today, including the Washington Monument, the Library of Congress, and the United States Capitol. In 1824, Congress gave the Corps responsibility for maintaining navigation on the nation's major rivers, including the Missouri River. The Corps worked on numerous projects in North Dakota. The most controversial was construction of the Garrison Dam. Completed in 1953, the project displaced the three affiliated tribes and disrupted their economy. With 90% of the population relocated, the impact of the dam is still felt today. The Corps focused on flood control and gave little attention to the people whose lives were upended. Even today, the Corps struggles to acknowledge the trauma the dam inflicted on indigenous communities. The agency maintains an online site about the dam, highlighting flood control and recreational opportunities. It notes how the Lewis and Clark expedition opened the West, but it does not fully address the displacement of people who had lived on that land long before Lewis and Clark arrived. Residents across North Dakota have benefited from the Corps' efforts to manage flood protection and water infrastructure. Lake Ashtabula, Om Lake, and the Souris River Project combine flood risk management with recreation. Following the 2023 spring flooding, the Corps repaired levees in the Grand Forks area. Upcoming projects include work on the Garrison Dam, improvements to Pipestem Lake, and the monitoring of northern boundary waters. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.